Hey friends, it's your girl, Allie Makovsky. I obviously am like being so casual today. I'm just wearing the sunglasses, haven't been outside in 4 weeks, but I'm like, let's pretend we're on vacation. Leave the sunglasses on. We're at a kickback. Your buddy Mark's there with a hookah that he owns. Anyone who owns a hookah, I don't trust you. In college, I loved you. I thought you were the coolest person ever, but if you're out of college and you still own your own personal hookah, you're a dark person. There's a dark energy to your soul, and I don't need to know you to know that. That's just a fact. I was wearing my mask, and then I took it off because I don't need to flex on you guys that I have a mask that doesn't work. No one's masks work. We're just doing it. It's pretty much just fashion at this point. Unless you have the, like, doctor masks that they don't even have. I mean, it's just a look. And I think the masks are giving people way too much confidence. People are walking around cocky. And I was on a walk, and I don't want to say this. Ugh, I don't like saying this. I was on a walk, and I was with my mom, who I'm staying with. And we met up on the walk with my sister, who was a couple paces behind us the whole time. And we're walking, and of course, everyone in the world is walking now. We're all walking. So people apparently think California's New York. Everyone's walking, and we're on this walk, and there's a couple, cute couple, with bandanas over their face. And they're walking on the other side of the street. And the girl turns, and she goes, "Allie, what's up?" And I'm like, fuck. I was like, hey. And I couldn't recognize who it was. So I'm like, what's up? Hey, how are you? Who are you? Who are you? You have to tell me who you are. And I thought she was gonna like pull the bandana down and be like, it's me. Blobbity blobbity. But instead, she kept the bandana up and she was like, it's me, you know, insert name here. And I had no fucking clue who it was because I couldn't see her face and the name just like wasn't ringing a bell to me. And we literally, my mom started, and my sister, so she tells me who she is. It's not registering in my brain. I'm like, I have no idea who you are. But we're walking the same way. And my sister's like, oh, Allie, how do you and her know each other? And I was like, and she's like a couple paces behind me. So I'm like, what was that? I can't hear you. I got to keep focusing on the walk. Because she can hear. I was like, I didn't know how I knew her because I didn't fucking know her in this moment. But we're walking together. And then my mom goes, oh, can you show us where the Venice canals are? Because we were on the west side. And so now we're walking with them for like a mile and I have no idea who she is. My mom has become her best friend. They're just chatting from across the street on the way over there. And I don't know. The masks are bad. But yeah, we went on the walk. I was so mad at my mom that day. I was being a real bitch to her and she listens to the pod. Last time I did the pod, I was talking to some smack on her. I think that I've worked on myself in the past 2 weeks and have drastically improved my behavior around my mom. She disagrees and thinks that I'm still being a bitch and is asking why I'm socially distancing myself from her. And she's not asking in the way of like, oh, are you socially distancing to protect me? No, she's like, why are you avoiding me? And it's like, because we're roommates right now, Mom. We're not mom and daughter, okay? We're roommates. And anyway, I think it's going well. I try and see her about 1 hour of the day, and then the rest is our own time. That's rude. I feel bad. I was talking to my friend this morning and his mom is dead. His mom's been dead for a while. And I'm like complaining about my mom. And I'm like in my head, I'm like, I'm not complaining about her. I was just, this is so complicated because she listens to this. And I feel like I'm not doing her side of the story justice. I wasn't complaining about my mom. I was just, she was in the room. She could, because she... I don't need to get into it. Anyway, I just felt bad because I'm like, but here's the thing. It's not my fault my mom is still alive. And it's not my fault that his mom isn't, you know? People die, people live. And sometimes the people who live, you have some issues with, and you got to work through them and complain about them sometimes. So I'm sorry, Greg. He didn't complain about it at all. This is just my own overthinking. But I think me and my mom are doing great. I love her. I've been helping out around the house. I've been trying not to snap on her. I did snap on her this morning, but it was short and quick. I'm just, you know, I'm trying. I'm working on it. But man, I mean, I don't know. I thought that I wanted to be in a relationship before this quarantine. I was looking for a doomsday daddy to, you know, chill with during all this. And I'm glad I'm not, you know. That's, I mean, because you're going to have to put out a lot if you're on lockdown with a dude, you know, with a significant other. You're going to have to just, your coochie's going to be raw by the end of that. Man, I haven't even touched down. I mean, I've touched down there, but it is untamed. If you think my eyebrows are bad, you do not want to see what's in my underwear because it is a nightmare. And my mom, oh my God, I don't know. I don't remember if I talked about this last time, but I get to my mom's house and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my razor to shave. Because normally I get waxed down there, you know, I'm supporting my local business. My local ladies who are, you know, I salute them. My hats are off to them and my pants are off to them. The girls who take care of this area, I'm getting laser when this is over. I'm going to have no body hair. I'm going to be bald. I'm getting laser everywhere. I'm going to be Mr. Clean after this lockdown. Because this is a nightmare. I'm Russian, you know. I have some Russian in me. And I guess they're hairy, apparently, from my own body. But yeah, I mean, my legs are all, I mean, I shave my legs and I get out of the shower and my legs already have a 5 o'clock shadow. It's insane. Like even when I shave my legs, I'm so white because of the Irish side and the Russian side. I'm so white that you can see my dark leg hairs like from like underneath my skin, just like waiting to crawl out. It's so annoying. But anyway, I forgot my razor at home when I went to my mom's place, like, you know, 4 or 3, whatever, weeks ago. And I forgot it. And I was like, Mom, do you have any razors or do I need to get them when I go shopping? And she was like, oh, no, I have so many razors upstairs, like so many razors. And I'm like, damn, razors are expensive. I was like, my mom's balling, you know, because razors are like $10 a pop. It's so expensive. So I'm like, okay. The first night I take a shower there, I'm like, where are the razors? I look. She has those like one single blade plastic. Oh my God. I do one swipe on my leg and I have to get a brand new razor. No wonder she has so many of those. You can't. It's not sustainable. So these razors are just breaking and breaking. I had to cave and buy my own goddamn shit quattro razor, men's razor. I use men's razors because the women's razor, razors don't know if you're a man or a woman, you know, because I got men's hair. I need a men's razor, but I need the heavy duty ones. So anyway, I haven't, because I normally get waxed. I get waxed, you know, 4 to 5 weeks in my coochie area. And I mean, I'm not going to try and do that on my own. No way. I gotta shave it, but I'm scared. It's been so long. The hair is growing out very long. Like, I'm putting conditioner on it at this point. That's how long it is. I'm, like, shampooing and conditioning, putting product on it after blow drying the bush. And now I have to use my mom's scissors to trim it. I mean, I haven't done that yet, but I'm just curious, like, how long can it get? Like, do you think if I just never touched it again, like, there has to be a point where it just stops growing, right? Like, there's no way I just, you know, if I stop touching my cooch hair, like I'm 50 and it's down to my knees, there's no way it grows like that. But it seems like it's not stopping right now. It's just long. It's, I mean, whatever. I need to move away from this subject, but damn, it is crazy down there. I don't know. I've been watching Tory Lanez Instagram live streams. Have you seen those? Oh my God. So Tory Lanez is this rapper, and I think he's pretty hot. But I think it's just the angle in which he films his live streams on his Instagram. What he does is he goes live on Instagram. It's called Club Quarantine. He has like a hype man. He has a bottle service girl at his house. He has the weed guy. I mean, I don't think he's actually quarantining or like locking down at all. I don't think he's practicing social distancing. But I mean, his live streams, if you haven't seen them, you gotta follow him on Instagram and watch, because he gets girls twerking, and they all like they get extra points, but the points, it doesn't count. It's like, whose line is it anyway? Like, the points are not real. But a lot of the girls will get milk and pour it on their ass while they're twerking, and I'm just like, these cows have no idea what their milk is going to be used for. And if they knew, that would be wild, because these girls, it is so entertaining. Like, you think, oh, I've seen people twerk. No, you haven't. You have no idea what it even is. And I thought about maybe doing it, but I can't even compete with these people. It's insane. Anyway, that's my favorite Instagram live stream. I've also been going live. I'm doing some karaoke. I do karaoke on Tuesdays. I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of whenever I feel like it, I guess. But then what I've been doing recently, which has been really fun, is the other night, I feel like I'm yelling. I'm literally yelling. It's because I've only talked to my mom for the past like 4 weeks. So I forget what like a normal level to talk at is. And also, I'm always like in the other room when my mom is talking to me. Okay, I'm gonna chill out for a fucking second. Well, here's the other thing. My mom only drinks tea. I'm gonna start yelling again. My mom only drinks tea, okay? So I've been drinking tea, you know, every single day. And here's the thing. I'm a coffee drinker. I've been drinking coffee every day, at least once, normally at least twice a day, for like 4 years. And now I'm drinking tea every day for the past 4 weeks or whatever. And 2 weeks ago when I did the pod, I got a coffee from my local coffee shop. I got one again today. I don't know why I do. Last time I did it, I swear, I could hear and feel my heart cranking the Soulja Boy after the coffee, because I'm not prepared. I just feel going, you, pew, 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 Soulja Boy, tell him. It is insane. I almost thought that I was going to have a heart attack. Anthony doesn't know what to do if I have a heart attack. I'm going to die. Do you know CPR? Yeah. Anthony would go straight from mouth to mouth. I know it. He'd be like, I think this is what you do. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that is what you do. But yeah, coffee just hits different when you haven't had it in a while. You know, tea's good. Tea's like, you know, tea's the chill one. You don't think tea's fucking you up, but it is. But then coffee's not trying to like play any games. Coffee's like, no, I'm here to fuck you up. And tea's like, I don't know. Tea's like a crazy ex-girlfriend. And coffee's like, well, I guess they're both crazy, but in different ways. That's a bad analogy. Okay, so I was talking about my mom. What was I talking about before that, though? Staying at my mom's house. Tory Lanez. Oh, Instagram. But why did I bring that up in that order? I've been going live on Instagram. Yeah, but okay, so... So I've been in my mom's house, and the other night I was bored. And so I went on Omegle, which is a website that I have been going on since I was 14, I want to say, like 14 or 15. So this is like 10 years ago, which is crazy. Crazy. Damn, a decade ago, I was on Omegle. Omegle or Omegle? Who gives a fuck? You're going to see a lot of dicks. Omegle's like chat roulette. It's pretty much the same thing, just a different website. And when I was 14 or 15, I would go to my friend's house. We would put on Omegle and we just like sort through people. And it was creepy. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was creepy as hell, you know? But when you're a young teenage girl, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I wanted attention and I wanted to be funny and I wanted to talk to strangers and get attention. So me and my friends would go on Omegle. We'd talk to strangers, not just dudes. It wasn't all horny. There were some girls too, you know, like we would talk to everyone. And then, you know, you'd see people jerking off and you'd be like, no thanks. And then you'd talk to, I mean, it was because here's the con, like it's weird regardless, because even if a dude's not jerking off, but he's like old, like why is he talking to a 14 and 15 year old girls? Anyway, so I've been on the block for a minute, you know, I'm familiar with the weird online world of talking to strangers. And I used to love it. It was so fun. You know, I'd do it. I was bored. I was lonely. I was horny. And, you know, it was a fun time, kind of. Weird. Looking back, it was kind of a fun time at the time. Looking back, very weird, very dark. Wouldn't recommend it if there's any 14-year-olds listening to the pod. Well, do what you want, but just make good decisions. Be smart about it, you know? So then I was at my mom's house the other night. And I was like, let's check out Omegle during lockdown. So I pop on and, you know, the memories rush back. I'm like invested in this website. And so I'm talking to people and I start recording it and putting it on my Instagram stories. And I'm like, damn, this is fun. But it was like annoying because Instagram only lets you record a minute and then it would cut off like right as someone was about to say something funny or weird or interesting or whatever. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go live. So then I go live and it's fun. And I'm like talking to some cool people, some weird people, interesting, whatever. And then it gets boring. Not boring, but I'm like, how can I make this a little bit weirder? So then I just start putting red lipstick all over my face gradually throughout talking to people because it just like randomly connects you to different people anytime you want, you know? Someone, either the other person will hit next and it'll give you a new person, or you hit next and it'll give you a new person. And yeah, whatever, John Mayer was watching my live stream. It's not a big deal, okay? It's not a big deal. And yeah, everyone was like, oh, do you know John Mayer's in your live stream right now? Yeah, of course I know fucking John Mayer's in my live stream right now. Yeah, of course. Am I gonna acknowledge him? Not a fucking second of my damn live stream will I acknowledge him, okay? Because here's the thing, when a big old fancy celebrity's in your live stream, first of all, it shook me to my core. My voice began to change. It was shaking. I had to play it cool because this is the first time John Mayer is hearing you talk to people, and that is a big moment in your life, okay? You got to play it cool. Pretend he's not there. He came for a reason, you know? He's there to watch you do your thing. Don't change for him. Second of all, you know, why would I acknowledge him if I'm not going to acknowledge anyone else? You're not special, John, even though you're incredibly special and I love you and I respect you. And he thinks I'm a complete weirdo and psycho. And, you know, whatever, that's fine. That's fine. Whatever. Everyone was freaking out about it. I just, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm like, just so many thoughts about that. Are we friends? You know, I don't know. Whatever. It's not a big deal. My sister watches my Instagram lives. My mom watches them. I have friends and fans who watch them. Get in line, John Mayer. I have other people who've been watching my stream longer, okay? It's not a big deal. It is a big deal, though. It is a big deal. Well, here's the thing. John Mayer is my favorite comedian. Have you seen his Instagram lives? He's so funny. Have you seen his Instagram stories? Hilarious. I mean, that's like, you know, he's not a stand-up comedian, but he's funny. I want to make funny people laugh. That's all it is. I want to impress people who I find funny. And also, if you happen to be John Mayer, that's just, you know, a bonus. I like to think I'm the John Mayer of comedy. You know, a lot of people look up to me as like a sex icon and a young legend. So I just get it. You know, we're like the same person. Pretty much the same person. So yeah, I've just been talking to randos on Omegs, which has been fun. I like talking to strangers because, you know, there's a lot of weird people in the world, especially on Omegle. You know, I'm one of them. And I kind of was feeling bad. I'm like, is it wrong for me to film them without them knowing? But it's like, when I was 14 going on Omegle, I knew that there was a chance that some creepy dude on the other line is screen recording the whole thing. So I always go with that in mind. If you're going on a public domain where you're being filmed, then like, what's... I don't feel bad about also filming it. It is a little bit scary though on a live stream because they could like there was some dude last night. Last night was a weird night on the web. It was a dark, weird night. Well, I'll get into this too. Remind me if I forget. Post lockdown, everyone's gonna like love each other. Just remind me of that. So I'm on Omegle last night. And there's this dude, he was being a weirdo, you know, he was just being like a horny young teenage boy. And he dropped a racial slur on the live stream. And I was like, you're out. But that's the thing. That's kind of the risk you take with going live with strangers is you never know what they're going to say. It's a gamble, but I do not have time for that. But it's like I can't control other people online, so I just got to kind of go with it. But then you meet really cool people. There were so many sweet people that I met. I love talking to people online. Anyway. Yeah, what a weird time in my childhood. Because, like, that was a thing for me. Just, like, talking to randos. There were so many. And when I was younger, like AIM chat rooms. But I never really got into those too much. But I had like a MySpace in fifth grade. None of my friends were on MySpace. It was just because I had two older sisters. So they made me a MySpace. And then I was just like friends with their friends. But then in middle school, MySpace picked up and I had some online boyfriends, some top eight drama. I broke up with this guy, Lucas, who was my first kiss. We were boyfriend and girlfriend for a day. And that night, I checked his MySpace, and he had Ashley. Oh, I think I talked about this. He had Ashley Winter as his number one, and I was number two. And I'm like, you're not my boyfriend anymore. Yeah, I hope you're doing well, Lucas. Shady. Shady. Oh, yes. Everyone, this is another thing that I was thinking about. Everyone keeps saying, after the lockdown, I think people are going to get along much better. There's going to be this sense of, you know, togetherness. We've all gone through this crazy emotional experience. We've all had this, you know, thing. No. No. We're not all going to love each other. Because people are, there's still people out there who are filled with hate. People are drinking Haterade, and that's not going to change. I wish it would. I want to say, yeah, everyone's going to be like all on the same page after this. But that's just not the case. If people aren't on the same page now during the crisis, what makes you think they're going to be on the same page after? And I'm not saying that things are going to get worse. I don't know what things are going to look like. But there's just not a world in which everyone gets along. That's just not how things work. And I'm not saying that you guys should be mean to each other. I think the opposite. We should all try and be more positive, but there's still going to be those people who don't like to be nice. And that is, you know, something that they got to work through. I'm going to be like the Ellen DeGeneres of podcasting. I'm the John Mayer of comedy. Or, yeah, I'm the John Mayer. Well, no, fuck. That doesn't. Okay. Hey, guys, I'm back from having a breakdown. My lips are so chapped. I'm not drinking enough water still. I forget, you know? It's hard. When you're not doing anything during the day, you're not thinking, oh, I need to rehydrate. You're like, I've just watched all of the Netflix is trending. I watched Tiger King. Don't want to talk about it. Everyone else has. Carol Baskin. I think she's innocent. I think she's innocent. People don't want to see a white woman thrive. That's my two cents. I want to see if this works. I'm going to call someone random from... Oh, okay. I'm going to call someone random from my Instagram. And this guy said that... Okay, so there's this dude. His name is Brian. Brian? Yeah, Brian. Brewitt one. And he said that he has been a fan of mine since day one. So I'm going to call him. I have more to talk about from my weeks in lockdown with my mom. But I just want to try and do this. Okay, let me make sure I'm doing this right. My unibrow is looking so big. Hello? Hi.
What's up? I got to get on video.
Yeah, let me see your face. Hi, where are you? You're driving.
Yeah, I'm pulling over. This is fine.
Oh, he's pulling over.
I'll be safe.
Okay, be safe. Yeah, I love
I'll
that.
It's for the good of the pod.
Are you nervous?
No.
I'm nervous.
Why
aren't you nervous? You said you've been a fan since day one and now you're all chill?
Yeah, because I've been a fan since day one.
Yeah, but you should be like kind of nervous. Okay, so you're just like the chillest fan I have.
I may be, yeah. I may be.
Where do you live?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh my gosh, wait. Was I in Connecticut?
You were. You did a show
at a college.
At a college, and it was a private show that I couldn't go to.
You what?
And that was back when comedy was still happening.
I know,
and
right
I
before.
I was at a club in Bridgeport.
Oh, you do comedy too?
I mean, I did. Don't roll your eyes so hard, Jesus Christ.
I know, but like, I thought you were just like an excited fan who like maybe dreamed.
I am an excited fan.
No, but you're a comedian. It's different.
I am a comedian.
Okay.
It's not different. No.
It is a little bit different.
I think the difference is that I'm not having a fan freakout moment. And that's it.
Okay. I know, but I wish for the sake of... Can we start this over and just pretend to be, like, freaking out?
Yeah, give me one second.
Don't hang up. I'm just going to put the camera down and then open it back up.
Yep.
Also, look at... Do you see my unibrow?
It's almost there. I mean, your eyebrows are growing in the opposite direction of mine. It makes me feel better.
Oh, wow. You have Charlie Puth eyebrows.
Yeah.
You have Charlie Puth's. Okay, I'm going to start this call over and then, you know, like we said.
I got it.
Okay. I'm going to call a fan from my Instagram. I can't wait to see what he's like. Okay, ring 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 ring. Hey. Hi.
Oh my god.
Wow. Oh my. Are you a fan? That's so nice of you. It's so nice to meet you.
I'm so happy to be here. I can't believe this is happening.
And do you do comedy by chance?
No, absolutely not. That is, it's for the birds.
That's awesome. It's so nice to meet you.
It is so good to meet you, too. I've been so desperate to talk to you and so excited. I listen to your podcast every week. I could not be happier.
How many times have you jerked off to the idea of me?
Zero. Has provoked the thought.
Okay. Okay. So you're in Connecticut. That sucks. I would be so depressed if I was on lockdown in Connecticut. There's way too many trees out there. Trees freak me out.
I don't know why you were so against the trees. It was a very I mean, it was a hot take, but it was a strange take. I mean,
here's the thing. Not bad. Let me clear my name. I never said that the trees were bad. I said that there's an overwhelming amount of trees. You know, I love trees. Big fan of trees, okay? I grew up around plenty of trees, all different kinds. The thing about Connecticut, you only see one kind of tree. It's the tall, long, skinny ones. And there's not just like a couple, you know, there's not a strip of them. There's an entire, it's just all trees.
Yeah, it's a state of not impressive trees. I mean, it's just what it is. The highways are surrounded by them. It's they're here, but they're, you know, the houses get in the way. I don't know. It's a strange state.
Yeah,
it doesn't fit anywhere.
Also, Eastern Connecticut, where I did that college show, is in like the smallest little town. I felt like I didn't really get a good idea of the place. I was just like, I don't. It was sad.
It's so weird there, and I'm happy that Eastern does any comedy, but like I went there for my first years of college, and it was so fucking weird because like depending on where your dorm is, you cohabitate with like basically just mess heads. It's a very odd area.
Yeah, I wouldn't even consider it what I did there comedy by any means. I pretty much just
was it bad?
Bad, sweetie, it was terrible. They introduced me as being David Dobrik's opener. Not true. People were playing active billiards games as I was performing.
Was it a stage or was it like in the cafe?
It was a stage in the cafe.
I know that stage. That was like my first open mic for music back when I was doing that.
Yeah.
I know that stage and I'm so sorry. Wait. Was it during the day or was it
at... Yeah. No, it was during the day and it was during... No. Yeah. But it was cool. There were like three people who were with it and then, yeah, whatever. It was chill. Good experience. Good memories. I got paid, no, you know.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about?
What are your plans for post-pandemic? Are you gonna tour harder? What's gonna happen?
You know what I think I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fulfill my lifelong dream of becoming a truck driver. And whenever I make like pit stops in certain cities, I'll do like a random open mic.
That's fair. I feel like there's at least three open mic comedians that do that at every open mic. So
yeah, No, my show's got rescheduled, so I'll be chilling. I don't know. It'll be weird.
It's gonna be weird, but you know, it'll all work out in time. I think for comedy, it'll take more time than not, but
yeah. Okay, thanks. Fun. Thanks for your words of wisdom.
Thanks for calling me. This has been fun. I listen every week, so I'm happy that you gave me a ring. For real.
Ah! Okay. Thanks for being a fan and a fellow comic.
Thanks, Allie. I appreciate you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was good. Not what I was expecting. Loser-ass comic. Come on. Get out of here. Oh, I'm a fan. No, you're not. I mean, he's a nice guy, but, like, I want to get someone who's like, I was on my deathbed until I heard your podcast, and it gave me the strength I needed to get up. Loser. Fuck you, Brian. No, he's cool. But, okay. This girl, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm kind of scared to actually talk to a fan. What if they say some crazy shit? Okay, this bitch wants me to call her. No, you know what? I'm going to let her wait. I'm going to talk about other things I was going to talk about. And then I'll call her. I wanted to talk about, oh my god, I just remembered. So, I have no more storage on my phone. None. Every time I take a picture, it's like, your storage is full, can't back up phone, storage is full, can't back up your computer storage is full. So, I bought a hard drive from Best Buy. They have a delivery service outside their store where you can order online, pick up. They drop it off at your car. So I bought this like two, I think it's called like a terabyte or terabyte. Yeah. What a weird, who makes those names? Anyway, 2 terabytes. Apparently that's a lot of damn bytes for a hard drive. Okay. My phone, my computer has like, you know, 50 gigabytes of storage. Sounds like a lot. Not a lot when you take as many selfies as I do. So I'm taking the glasses off for this. So no, I like the glasses on. So I have no more goddamn storage. So I go to Best Buy, pick up the fucking hard drive. And then my friend's like, I can take care of it for you. So then I leave my laptop on his doorstep with the hard drive, and I was nervous because, you know, there's probably a couple naughty pictures. Okay, I'm not one for taking nude pics, but sometimes a tit will fall out in a selfie. Okay, sometimes them cheeks is also in the photo, so there's maybe 5 total. Okay, I'm not all about that life, and I'm not shaming anyone who does that. It's just not my, who am I going to send that to? I got no one to send these. I don't trust anyone, okay? I only trust one person, and that's the dude on OnlyFans, and I did send him some scandalous pictures because I don't want to get into it, but he is the only person. He's my safe space, okay? He's putting his dick out online. I'll trust him with my titties. Anyway. So I'm like, what if my friend, I start freaking out. What if I have like emo notes on my computer that I haven't checked since like 2015, you know, I don't know what's in my computer. And so he has my computer and I drive away and I'm just like, oh my God, I need to pick it up as soon as possible before he can go through this. It's like 4 hours later, I pick it back up from him. None of my stuff transferred over because I picked it up too soon. I probably fucked something up. So now I just have no storage. My computer screen is falling apart. There's just a strip going down the middle of the computer screen, and I have to keep turning the screen a certain way until the strip goes away. And then, why am I bringing this up? Oh, just because I was nervous that he would see some scandalous pictures. Oh, I told him, I texted him, I said, hey, if you see any inappropriate photos, just know that I was 12 when I took those. Even if I have pink hair and I'm holding a newspaper that says April 12th, 2020, I printed that out when I was 12 and it's fake. And you're a pervert. You're a pedophile. If you look at them and if you save them, you're going to jail. You're a pedophile. So don't do it. So we'll see. Only time will tell. You know, once I become widely famous and me and John Mayer fall in love and have a family, if those pictures come out, I know exactly who it's gonna be, and I'm still not gonna have storage on my computer or phone. I'll probably still have my iPhone 6 because I just can't be bothered to get a new phone, and I'm still gonna have my MacBook Air from 2014. Okay, I'm gonna call this ho now. What's her name? Guadalupe. I'm scared. Okay, I need to record. She better freak the fuck out. This bitch better have a heart attack when she sees me. Oh, I need to talk about my unibrow. Maybe I'll talk to her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi. Where's your face? Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi. Where are you? Oh my God, you look great. Body positivity. Damn, you're doing spin classes?
Yeah, my spin studio, wait, let me get off, is renting out the bikes. So we just got that. And if you get the Peloton bike, the Peloton app, it's free for 3 months. So I've been doing that.
Oh my God, you're like actually working out.
I know, I'm out of breath.
You're like straight up sweating. I don't even remember the last time I've sweat that hard. You know what? I didn't even sweat in the twerking class. That came so naturally to me.
I wish. I saw that they did a class the other day on Instagram Live.
A twerk class?
Yeah, but I didn't get on it. I wanted to, but I forgot.
Yeah, I'm with my mom, and I refuse to let her see the ass that she's birthed me with. I think she would get jealous, honestly. That's crazy. I was doing a Zoom class. Apparently, every female comic thinks that they're a Pilates instructor now. And so I took one of my friend's classes, and I just gave up, you know. I'm like, I don't need to look good for myself or anyone else. I'm eating pasta for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And pancakes.
So good for you. You're out here really working on yourself.
I have to keep myself entertained, because if not, my mind will go everywhere.
I feel that.
I came back from college. It was, this is my senior year, so I'm graduating in May. But I went from living by myself to living with my 4 siblings and parents.
Yeah.
So that's a lot.
Where's that? What state?
I'm in Florida. This is Miami.
I love Florida.
I know. Well, I'm actually from Argentina. I moved to Florida when I was 13.
Damn.
So it's not my native state.
Yeah. Do you speak Argen?
Spanish. Yeah.
That's Spanish. I knew that. Yeah. I knew that. That's what they speak there. Yeah. Yep. I speak poquito español.
Poquito.
Poquito. Do you like my unibrow? You have great brows.
Thank you. I love your unibrow. I started growing one, but then I plucked it out.
I know. I thought about it this morning. I was like, should I tweeze it for the pod? And then I'm like, no, I need to see how long
that's
Yeah, I'm going to go as long as this quarantine lasts.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm here for it.
Thank you.
I saw for your Patreon yesterday.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, you're so sweet.
Well, the thing is that I found your podcast because from Mary Beth Barone.
We love her.
I love it. And I started listening to it while I was cleaning, and I love it. It's just like, it's so fun. I consistently listen to it now.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're doing great.
Oh my god, I love you.
Yesterday, I went on Andrew Collins' Instagram
live. Oh my, why does everyone keep bringing up Andrew Collins? You're the second person I called. Someone else brought up Andrew. I don't want to talk about him. This is not his podcast. He takes over everything he does.
Well, the thing is, I knew him because of Girls Gonna Eat, and then you.
Oh, okay.
I listened to the episode where you brought him in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's kind of cool.
So I kind of.
To be in his live, and he accepted it, but then I went off because I was like, nope, I can't. I don't
want
to do this.
You don't want that energy. I know. It's a dangerous place going live with him. I take that gamble every time I request.
I know. And I was like, honestly, no, I thought.
He's too horny. He's too horny for you.
He's also like 40. I'm 21.
I know. He's so old.
I know. So it's okay.
Yeah, I'm 24. But all my friends are like ancient. Like, I'm friends with Anne. Like, all these dude comics are like 100.
I feel that though.
Like, yeah.
People are age, they're like,
eh. Yeah. You're so precious. I'm so glad that I got to talk to you. I was nervous. I was like, what if she's a damn freak?
Oh, I'm glad you think I'm a freak.
No. I mean, even if you were, that'd be chill. I just like didn't know what to expect.
Oh. Have you been calling a lot of people?
No, you're the second person. I might call like one or two more people. Yeah.
What is the podcast about? Am I going to be in the podcast?
Yeah, this is for the podcast. We're recording right now.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm screen recording the phone. So I hope you don't mind that everyone's going to see your sweaty little beautiful face.
It's okay.
I think it'll inspire everyone though. I hope.
Go do a spin class.
You inspired me. Now I'm like, I need to be working on my ass and legs. My legs are getting big.
You know, she's some YouTuber that does workout classes. It's called Sydney Cummings. And she has new videos every day at like 5 a.m. And they're really, really good. So don't do them at 5 a.m.
Yeah, really well, good. It just bothers me that she's doing them at 5 a.m.
She's really nice, though. She's
yeah, but I'm like, bitch, sleep in. Take the day off.
You know those memes that it's like, like gym people, like just like wake up before the morning, and if you don't wake up before the morning, like that's it, your day is gone.
Yeah,
but I could never be like that.
I mean, you're close. Okay, I'm going to go. I love talking to you. And thanks for signing up for my Patreon.
I'm not a problem. Everyone sign up for it. I'll speak to
you. Yes. You heard it here first.
Thank you. From Guada.
From Guada, my queen, my angel. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I love her. Wow. How is the quality of your video chat? Fucking good. Oh, my God. I love her so much. Okay. Let's end this recording. Oh my God, she was precious. 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 And that brings me to my next subject. I have a Patreon now. And I think there's three different tiers. The first tier is $15. And that is you get unedited episodes. So that means, if you're listening to this right now and you're not on my Patreon, there's a lot of stuff that you're missing that I don't want you to know about. And that's only for my real ones, you know, my sugar fans, my sugar daddy fans who are spending the big bucks. I think it's like $5 a month, which is a lot. I mean, it adds up, but yeah, first year's $5. So, you know, you're getting all the insider hot goss. There's some people we talk shit about behind closed podcast doors. So that's the first tier. And then the second tier is that, and it's $15, I think. It's that, the unedited pod, plus, I forget, maybe like a tip pick or something. I don't know. Oh, no, I don't remember what the other offer is. But then there's the highest one, and that's the unedited pod, plus whatever the second special bonus is for $15. And then, with the $25, whatever it is, third tier option, we get to do a Zoom hangout once a month. We all just fucking kick it over Zoom, me, you, and all the other ballers. I mean, maybe you'll find your soulmate in the Zoom hangout. I don't know. Who's to say? We don't know until we try it. So do that. I hope there's not just like one person who's a third tier and then it's just like me and them on this like weird Zoom date once a month. Anyway, so those are your options. Oh, plus with the $25 a month thing, once I start touring again and like traveling, if we're in the same city, if I'm performing wherever you happen to be nearby, you're coming to the show for free, obviously, with a friend. So those are the options. But also, I get it. No one wants to spend money right now. I do. I've been buying so much stuff on Amazon. I bought my mom's dog a dog bowl for some reason. It said it was good for its back. I don't know. And then I bought a bunch of underwear. I'm super into Parade underwear. All these like hot Instagram girls are wearing Parade underwear. So I bought like 5 or 6 pairs. And then I bought an adult coloring book because, I mean, what else are you going to do during these times? I bought that. Just came in the mail. Some people are leaving all their mail on the porch. I don't know. That seems a bit much to me. But do what makes you feel good. You know, who am I to say? I don't know. There's just so much. People are doing a lot right now. I go through waves. Sometimes I'm like, Mom, I'm hosing you down before you step inside the house. And sometimes I'm like, spit in my mouth. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there was more I wanted to talk about. How long have we've been recording? Oh, why does it feel like, whatever. Feels like we've been talking. Oh, okay. How have I not talked about this the whole episode until checking my phone just now and remembering? You might be wondering, there's something different about Allie. What's different about this episode of the podcast? Something is missing. Yeah, you're right. Something is missing. I don't have my jewel. You know what? I haven't smoked in 2 weeks. I've been off the jewel. No sneaky little puffs behind my mom's back. I haven't smoked at all, not even a cigarette, nothing. And my mom has lots of cigarettes around the house. I've thought about sneaking out, stealing one of her cigarettes, having it. Nope, haven't smoked in 2 weeks. Am I on edge constantly? Absolutely. Oh my God, do I want to have one every single minute of every single day? Yeah, absolutely. But I haven't. And then here's the thing. You might be thinking, oh, good for you, Allie. There's no way I could ever stop juuling. That's what I thought, okay? I've been the person who's like, there's no way I could stop juuling for even a day. I've tried. I never make it through a full day of not smoking. It's impossible for me. I don't know how I've gone 2 weeks no juuling, especially in a fucking lockdown when there's nothing else to do but juul inside my mom's house. It's crazy. I don't know. And I'm telling myself, I think what's getting me through this partially is saying, when the lockdown is over, I'll treat myself to a cigarette or a Juul or whatever. I'll probably get one of those like stupid little like disposable Juuls. I forget what they're called, like the puff bar or whatever. I keep telling myself I'll reward myself with one of those after the lockdown. But I'm hoping that by the time the lockdown is over, I just won't even want one. Who knows though? Who knows? I'm proud of myself. I am also kind of annoyed with myself because it sounds so good. Sometimes I just sit and pretend I have a Juul in my hands and just go. just to feel something. But damn, it's hard. This girl, Florence Pugh has been doing, you might be like, who's Florence Pugh? She was in Little Women. I didn't watch that, but she's cute. I like her a lot. And she's dating Zach Braff. She's my age. She's dating a zaddy. She did it. She won the game. She won. And people are hating on her for it. And she made a video. She was like, y'all need to chill the fuck out. I do not encourage that. And I stand with Florence. I don't fuck with that. People, that's what I also want to say. Because here's the thing. I want to date an old man, John Mayer. Or we can just be friends. It's not a big deal. I won't hold it against you. But like, I want to be with an older dude. And people are going to shit on me for it. And I don't fuck with that. And I don't support negativity. And you know what's so annoying? There's people who follow me. I don't know why, but they're always negative. I'll go live. They'll be talking shit in the comments. Hey, guess what? Don't watch my live. Don't follow me. Hop the fuck off. Because then I'll have friends come in. Friends who I think are hilarious and who I adore and who I want to talk to on Instagram Live. And then they start not only shitting on me, but shitting on the person that I have on. What is the point? What is the point? What is the point? And I know that it comes from a dark place internally because I have been there. But you got to just look inward and don't put it in the comments. So I fucks with Florence. She also makes great food and she has a beautiful kitchen and she's so cute. Ugh. I want to be like a cute little actress girl who's like in cool movies with Timothée Chalamet. Dude, what if Timothée Chalamet starts watching my live streams? I mean, wow. If anyone's watching this who happens to know someone who knows Timothée Chalamet, do you think John Mayer watches my podcast? There's no way. Just my live streams. There's no way he's listening to them. What if he was listening? Oh my God. Now I sound even more crazy. Guys, no one tell John Mayer about this podcast. This is our thing between us. Don't let him come in here and get involved. He'll ruin it. He's too big of a star. He'll take away my shine. What if I had him on okay. That's the future. Allie, let it happen. But Timothée Chalamet? That would be crazy. Okay. I gotta move on. That's all I had to talk about this week, though. I stopped walking. I need to start walking again. This person seems interesting. Huh. Oh, I want to talk to this person. I'm scared. I get so nervous. Oh, God. Okay. We're going to talk to one more person and then we'll wrap it up. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. I need to record. Screen record. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Are we screen recording? Yes. Okay. If they don't answer. Hello. Hello. It's me. Hello. It's me. Oh, no. There's motion at your garage, Anthony. Oh my God. Hi. What's up? Oh my gosh, you're so cute. Dude, can I be honest with you? I have so many like cute people who listen to my podcast.
I'm glad to be one of them.
Oh my God, you're such a cutie. I think that's the new name for the people who fuck with me. I don't know. It seems like kind of, I don't know. I don't like the negative. It's like too much negative self-talk though.
I feel that.
Like it's.
It's a little bit of like, it's not real. Like everybody knows. It's just like, we're real smart. Just playing yourself down.
I know, but I don't, I know. I don't know. Ugh, life is hard. What's up with you? Your name's Kiki, yeah? Wait, how do you get Kiki from Miles?
So, I have a cousin named Kenneth, and they call him Kiki. So, everybody's like, you look exactly like Kenneth, and he's Kiki. So, I'm like, I'm little Kiki.
Oh, so you're little Kiki. Oh, that's so cute. That's kind of shady, though. They're like, Kenneth is a lot cooler, and we like his nickname, and you're kind of like him, we guess. So, we wish you were Kenneth. You have such. Okay, yeah. Kiki, how do you spell Miles, with an I or a Y?
With a Y.
So does my friend. That's so. I'm meeting so many Miles these days.
I think it's like a like late 90s kind of thing. I don't know how old they are.
How old are you?
22.
Oh my God, precious. Did you have braces? Your teeth are so straight.
I did, and I think it's good because I got a big mouth, and it's like one of my things. You got like the first thing you see is like big smile. So
wait, let me see your smile. Come on, it's not. You don't have that big of a mouth. You say it like you have like a crazy big mouth.
Right.
It seems proportionate. You have such a nice smile. Where do you live?
I'm from I'll say Atlanta, Georgia, but it's like Metro Atlanta, so outside okay. The perimeter.
Georgia.
I haven't come down here.
I know. I want to so bad. I've only been, what are the states that are like bordering Georgia?
Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. No, my bad. Tennessee, South Carolina.
Okay. I've only been to Florida. But I really want to go to, Atlanta, because I want to go to Waffle House down there. I feel like that's where the most authentic Waffle House experience will be.
Absolutely. Right there outside of Centennial. That's the best one. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, okay. I'll remember that next time I'm there. Damn, you're so precious.
No, you attract precious people, so it's just... That's
oh my God. Wow, this is great. I honestly, you're the third person that I called, and I thought that everyone was going to be, like, psycho and whack. I don't know why, I just get nervous, because everyone's always, like, cool, but there's always, like, one person in the DMs who's, like, a weirdo, and then everyone else is chill, but then I'm like, oh my God, what if everyone else is low-key a weirdo, and everyone's been so cool.
I feel like it's just, like, that one person that's going to ruin it, but you just got to be like, it's just the one person.
Yeah.
Fuck them in and keep it rolling.
Yeah, are you in school?
So I'm like right between. I'm like taking a gap year right now, but I'm like taking classes.
Yeah.
I'm like non-degree seeking, so I'll say yes, but I'm just waiting to go to grad school. But this whole thing's kind of putting me on online classes, which is kind of lame, but.
Yeah, what are you doing to stay busy?
You know, just playing Animal Crossing. My Switch is over there somewhere.
Yes. You know what I hate about Animal Crossing?
What?
I thought I was gonna go on my island, chill out, vacation mode, kick it, eat some cherries off my tree, make my house all cute. And then this bitch, Tom Nook, shows up and he's like, hey, you need to give me all your money and I need you to work for me. And I'm like, I thought that this was a vacation.
Those upgrades are absolutely killing me. And then I have like friends that are like, yo, come to my island.
I can't. Sorry. Summer. I can't.
No.
I know. It's a this nightmare.
My friend of mine is like, yeah, come, but I like 500,000 bells to get stocks. And I'm like, dude, what? No, that's just, why are we doing this? I thought I was cool with you.
I know. I had to stop playing. It was making me more stressed out than real life.
Like a job.
Yes, it is a job. And I'm not even getting paid for it. So fuck that. I'm unemployed on all levels. What do you want to go to grad school for? What's your dream?
So I want to be an anesthesiology assistant.
Okay, and I want that for you, and I really want that for you because I love going under anesthesia.
So cool. The whole idea of just, like, the borderline between being conscious and unconscious and dead is just the coolest thing to me.
And you want to control people's lives.
It's crazy. It's so much control for one person, you know?
Dude, what if you kill someone, though, on accident?
I shadowed this dude who had been doing it for, like, 10 years. He's, like, never been an issue, but he had like one patient who was like, I heard you, and they were like explaining what happened. He was like, eh, you'll forget. And it's just like, I mean, like, after they woke up and the patient explained that they were like conscious, but like you weren't really there. It's just weird. Once again, like, levels of consciousness, you were there but you weren't really there, and you couldn't feel anything that was happening.
Oh my god, I would love it if you were my anesthesiologist. If I woke up and you were the first thing I saw, damn. I am flirting with you, but like in a chill way, not in like a way of... I don't know. This quarantine has got me all fucked up. I'll be honest with you, I almost dry humped one of my mom's ornamental candles. It's long. It's long. I know. It's, yeah, what a nightmare. I really hope you, have you ever been under anesthesia? Is that what inspired you?
I mean, no, I haven't. Just like, I just randomly got in a situation where this nurse who was like the head of the department was just like, hey, shadow this person. I was just like, okay. And it just happened. I was just volunteering in a hospital.
Aww.
So.
You're a good person. Okay, I'm moving. After this quarantine, I'm moving to Georgia. We're falling in love. We're getting married. You're going to become a doctor. That way, we both got the bag. We both secure the bag. And we're going to make beautiful babies, obviously. And and then we'll get divorced like 10 years later. Not because we hate each other, just because we want to. For sure, I'm not watching kids on my own. Not even for a second.
Once a year, of course, just to say hi.
That's all they need.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I love you so much, and I'm so glad that I called you.
Tell the other fans I said hello.
I mean, you're on the pod right now.
Oh, hello, everybody on the pod. So
this is coming out tomorrow.
I hate my own voice, but...
Dude, you hate your voice? This is my voice. You have a great voice.
I enjoy your voice.
Well, I'm glad you do, because I hate it. Okay, I love you. You're too nice. Oh my god, I'm in love. I gotta go. I'm in heat. I can't talk anymore. This is bad. Oh my god. I'm glad I'm a girl. I get why so many guys get in trouble for, like, weird stuff. It's easy, you know? It's easy to fall down the path of just taking advantage of your power. And like he said, he gets the power, you know? And is it wanting to be an anesthesiologist? Wow, what a way to end this. I gotta go change my Parade underwear now. I want to get sponsored by them. Parade! Everyone tell Parade to sponsor me. I'm sick of paying for underwear. You know what would be such a good business? Getting sponsored by an underwear company, either Parade or MeUndies. Then selling the underwear that I didn't even buy because they're giving me free underwear. Selling my free underwear to creeps online. That's the fourth tier of my Patreon. Patreon.com/Allie Makovsky. I have no tour dates to promote because, you know the fucking vibes. You know the fucking vibes. I'm unemployed, bitch. I filed for unemployment. Haven't heard anything back. I filed for Comedy Gives Back, that comedy charity that was supposed to give out $500. Haven't heard back. Am I going to hit up my friends who have a lot of money? Of course I am. So, bye, guys. I had so much fun. Stay safe. Be nice to people. Go on Omegle. Spread love. I love you. And, yeah. Do you remember the video of the kid who would, the look up white kid. White kid gets hit in the head with a basketball. And he's like, yeah. Yeah. Do it. Bye.